You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Inkabooch. Inkabooch is a new kind of kombucha combining all the probiotic benefits of other kombuchas with the antioxidant benefits of purple corn-infused tea. Purple corn has some of the highest levels of antioxidants in the plant world, and combined with tea to make kombucha makes for a powerhouse of nutrition. Visit inkabooch.com to check out their great selection of drinks, including spice berry and ginger coconut. Today's episode of the JRE Review, I will be reviewing Rogan's conversation with Michael Sherman in podcast 1222. Michael Sherman is the skeptic guy, and I think he works for like Skeptic Magazine or a website similar to that. I'm not too sure, but he's really the go-to guy that will debunk a lot of these conspiracy theories that are, you know, just too wacky, and he explains why. Really interesting guy and great conversation. So let's check it out. They get into it right away, talking about psychics and how psychics are bullshit. Really, if there's any of you out there that think that psychics have something interesting to say, really reevaluate that, because from what this guy is saying, it's all nonsense. Basically, what they're doing is they just keep things way too general. It's almost like a horoscope. And by keeping things general, they can just be like, oh, I'm seeing a person in your life who maybe meant a lot to you, but has recently died. And, you know, if there's a huge audience of people, there's bound to be a couple in there to where it works. And at least for that person that heard it, it seems very important and real to them. But, you know, it's just a numbers game. It's got to be. And one thing he talked about was back in the day, really before the internet and so on, people used to do the psychic hotlines. And I remember these commercials. And you would call in and you speak to some person who proclaims to know the future and be able to give you advice. And it was like $4.99 a minute. So they would keep you on the phone for a really long time. And the longer they kept you on, the more money they got, right? And it wasn't just like more money, like the same amount of money per minute, and it all adds up. But like the actual employees on the phone were able to make a lot more money after like 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So they really try and hold you on there, and they get people hooked in. And what started to happen, Joe was saying, is that people stopped paying their phone bill. They just stopped paying it. They would get phone bills at like $600-$700, and they're like, fuck this, they're not paying. So the phone company had to step in and calm it down. So other than these like guru type individuals, Joe starts talking. He brings up people like Tony Robbins, right? So he's not pretending to be a psychic or know the future, you know, or be a guru in a sense, though he kind of is saying that he is that. But, you know, he's coming out and giving advice. It's like an alternative to that. And it's just like people want to follow something, and at least he has some good information. Joe was saying when he was younger, he'd sit by a pool at this crappy apartment he rented, and he'd listen to some tapes, I think, of Tony Robbins, and it had some good advice about sorting your life out. And, you know, that means something. I mean, Joe has obviously been able to position himself very well through hard work and focus to kind of get all the bullshit out of his life. And you've got to wonder what were the steps that he took to get there. So if he says, this really worked well for me, there might be something to it. And it does work well for a lot of people. There's other motivating people out there, like Jocko, of course. Jocko getting up at 4 a.m. Like, you don't need to get up at 4 a.m., but it's just the idea that, you know, people are willing to get up early and start their day and get going. It's like the complete opposite of procrastination. You know, if you could just imagine if you got up at 4, let's say you get up at 8 a.m. Most days I do that, about 8 a.m. But if you got up at four, you'd have 4 hours of stuff you could do. And it really is 4 hours of like easy to do stuff. There's no traffic. There's no one at the gym. There's nobody anywhere that would still be open, which not many places will be. But if you have a 24-hour membership to a gym, that you can get in there. I mean, just people aren't in your way. You know, you can get a lot done without any distractions during that time. Sure, do you have to go to bed pretty early? Yeah, you would. But it's still really motivating. And then there's people out there like Jordan Peterson doing the same sort of thing. And, you know, sort your life out, stand up straight, that kind of thing. I mean, they're not professing to know the future. They're just saying, you know, this is a better way to kind of orient yourself, which is interesting. Joe gets into some studies that he knows about, talking about population of cities and how in a city, the faster and more, like the bigger the city, the faster and more efficient the people become, meaning they get more done, they move quicker, they speak quicker. And that can be quantified, like you can measure it and see if people are walking very slowly and talking slowly, then they live in a smaller place. And, you know, I don't know if it's just that I record a podcast and it's just me talking and I worry about dead air, but I do seem to talk pretty fast on this podcast, but I also live in LA. So maybe it's not my fault. Maybe LA is making me talk quickly. I don't know. But look around. If you live in a big city or a small city, try and notice that. See how quickly people speak and how quickly they move. See if that works for you. And then they talked a little bit about cults, kind of like Scientology. Interesting thing they were saying is in Germany, they won't let Scientology in because there's laws against cults. And then there's also a weird thing that Germany does where as soon as you're born, I guess you put on a census what religion you are, and then they choose what, like you pay a certain tax amount, I guess, towards your religion, and you have to opt out of it, and it takes time, and that's what Scientology wants to get a hold of. So they won't let you in. They won't let Scientology into Germany because they know Scientology just wants to get a hold of that money. And, you know, they want the tax breaks in the same way as they don't have to pay tax here because they were able to fight the IRS and get away with it, which is still astounding and pretty shocking, to be honest. But, you know, an important thing Joe said during this podcast is, you know, you can give Scientology as much shit as you want, but most religions are kind of a bit wacky. I mean, in the sense of, and not to be disrespectful to your religion, but I mean, there's always those stories in there that are just not going to be possible. Walking on water, wine, burning bushes. I mean, you just stuff that is just not likely to have happened. So these are just stories, and this is kind of like what's going on there. I don't know. They get into how intellectuals can make money on their own, like Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris, are incredibly rare. Being able to do things like that are very, very difficult to do, but they're also super important for today's world, because when you're an intellectual that has a lot of interesting things to say, but you're not beholden to a university or an ideology or a religion or kind of like a political affiliation, you have a lot of freedom to really stick to your guns and speak the truth instead of being swayed either way. And I really feel like that's a huge part of the dialogue on Rogan's podcast and why people really like it a lot. Unlike watching the news or other things that you know is like commercials based, and yeah, sure, Joe has sponsorship at the beginning, of course, but I mean, it's not like it's a pharmaceutical company and now all of a sudden he can't talk shit about pharmaceutical companies. It's usually like a website making one, a watch one, MeUndies. I mean, it's not anything that's really going to negatively impact the podcast, and I don't think he would tolerate being told what to say either. I mean, I think that's very important. And finishing up their podcast, they got into a few things. Like Joe talked about how he didn't used to believe in the moon landing. And it's quite funny. My brother over Christmas just watched a documentary about that. And he was also saying, bringing up all these points where he doesn't think that maybe we went to the moon. And I think it's just one of those things. I think you watch it, it's fascinating to believe that it could be true. And it just shows the power of documentaries and how careful you have to be when you watch them, because they really can kind of sway you one way or the other. And it's that one's a big one. It's just silly. I mean, the point that Michael makes is how many people would have to be involved in that for nobody to have ever come out and said, yeah, that was bullshit, I worked on that. I mean, it would be tough. And that's just usually not how things work out. And then lastly, they finish up with the JFK assassination and some conspiracies to go along with that. So there was a lot to that conversation, you know. So when you're listening to Rogan's conversation with Mike, you know, check it out and see what you think. Joe had some points that he's looked into, and there were some issues with like the bullet used and the bullet fragments and these sorts of things and the amount of shots. And, you know, it's somewhat up in the air, but Michael doesn't think that anything untoward happens. He thinks it was pretty straightforward. And really, I think by now, in a lot of ways, people have decided kind of where they stand on that one. But again, it's just fun to believe in these conspiracies. And, you know, we need people like Michael Sherman to keep us on our toes and make sure that we're not going off into the flat earth realm. But anyway, thanks a lot for listening. I appreciate you guys, and there will be more soon. Cheers. Thanks for listening, and again, this review is brought to you by Inca Booch Kombucha. Go to IncaBooch.com to order your drinks today.